Okay, continuing. Resh Tes Vav Si'if Beis Hashemeh Echad Miyisrael Mevarach Achas Mikol Brachos. When you hear a Jew who makes a bracha, Afa Pishlo Shama Kula, even though you didn't hear the whole thing, Mitachila Sofiad Sofa, from the beginning till the end, Afa Pish Sheina Chayiv Oisa Bracha, and even though you yourself are not obligated to make the bracha, Chayiv La'anos Acharav Amen. You have an obligation to respond Amen to the bracha. Ava, but Im hay hamavorech apikoros, the person's a heretic, a kusi, or a suffik, whether they're Jewish or not, or tinok, or they're a minor, a kid. Oh, hay a gadol v'shino mimadbeir habrachos. It's a gadol who made a mistake in the actual text of the bracha. In these cases, ein onim acharav amen. The Mishnah will speak out why the machaber grouped them all together like this. Says the Mechaber, sorry, the Ramah. For onin amen acher ove kochavim, you answer amen. If an idol worshiper makes a bracha, im shama kol habracha bin piv, if you heard the entire bracha. First glance, a little bit surprising. We'll have to explain what that means. Okay, Mishnah Berurah starts in Sifkat in Vav. Shalosh shama kol, you didn't hear the whole thing. Ela shama rak shemazkir Hashem v'soif habracha. You heard they said the Shem Hashem and till the end of the bracha. In this case, chayiv, one has to answer the anos amin achorav. V'yesh shepoiskim, some give the following psat. Davila shama rak chasima sabracha. Even if you didn't hear, you just heard the concluding of it, you didn't hear anything before that. In this case, also tzarech la'anos amen. If the Eli Rabba he brings, even the first opinion would agree. Al right, if you know what the brach is, then you would be required to answer. Even the bracha that the person's making, you yourself don't have to make that. Roi Tzalom means like this, says the Mishnah Berurah. V'chol shekein. Certainly, how much more so? Heichashehu. Atzu chai ba'osa bracha. When you yourself have to make that bracha. V'roi Tzalatzeis b'rachasam v'varech. You want that to count on your behalf. You have to answer amen. B'vadei chai v'anos amen. L'mashal kiddush. V'horosh shegam hu mechazik ha'mekayim divrei ha'mevarech. That's what amen means, that I'm strengthening this, and I'm upholding it, I believe in it. Amen means it's emes. Achein az be'inon. Davka she'yishma kol ha'bracha mitachil v'ad sof. In other words, if you want to be yoytzei through the bracha, you better hear the whole thing from start to finish. Kidla el b'simin reish yud gimel siv gimel. Ches chayiv la'anos. You must answer. When I call out on the name of Hashem, ascribe greatness. Many drushes that the Chazal have on this. This is the source for the Birkas HaTorah, because the Ramban tells us that the Torah itself is names of Hashem, and the Pasuk is Kishem Hashem Ekro. We learned earlier this is the source for Zimun. Here we learn now another halacha. This is the source for responding, answering Amen when you hear the Shem Hashem being said. For Amr Chazal, Yom Lam Zayin, Amr Lehen Moishli Yisroel, Kashni Mevorech, Umazkir Shem Hashem Yisborech. When I mention Hashem's blessed name, Atem Havu Goydil Elokeinu Ba'anias Amen. You ascribe greatness to him, you strengthen this by answering Amen. Okay, Sivkot and Tess, Achrav Amen, Isbe Medrash, Kishashmesh Echem Mispalo Dover, O Mevorech Li Yisroel, Filu Below Haskaras Hashem, Chayiv L'Onos Amen. When you hear somebody saying good things for the Jewish people, so you strengthen that, you say Amen as well. V'lechein Nispashid Haminig She'onin Amen Acher Harachman B'Birkas HaMozon. That's where the Minig has developed for responding Amen after each one of the Harachamans. There was a lady that once asked me, why aren't you pausing? Why aren't you allowing me to answer Amen after each one of the Harachamans? So I didn't, not necessarily the minig that I saw, that I grew up with. Says, no, in my temple, the rabbi respond, pause, we all answer Amen in my temple. I said, okay. So I didn't understand. I thought maybe there was not an orthodox practice. And then I saw years later in the Bostoner Bencher has that. The Bostoner Bencher has answering Amen after each one of the Harachamans. When I was in the Bostoner Shtibel by Rabbi Horowitz, I didn't think they didn't do it. Okay, Tzarechian, but there is such a thing here in the Mishnah Berurah brings, answering Amen after each one of the Harachamans. Okay, Yud. Aval im hayim midechayil apikoris luchusi behadi tinok begodel shishino. Since he linked together the apikoris and the kusi and the tinok and the godel who made a mistake, mash midechada dina islahu, that there's one halacha for all these. Vehihechad betino godel shishino. But the tinok and the godel who changed made a mistake. Mashma filu shama kol habracha mipiem lo yane amen. Even if you heard the whole bracha, you shouldn't be answering amen. The habracha hi levatola. It's a blessing in vain. Kain hu hadin be'elu. Afagad megemor amrina and she'apakusi onin im shama kol habracha mipiv. You would answer from the kusi if you heard the whole bracha. I knew this only applies. Kodem shemotu lehen dmus yoin behar hagrizim shehayu oivdin lo. This is before they found out that the Kusim were really not sincere converts, and they found a Nevoda Zohar that they were bowing to. That's when it said you should answer Amen. Aval acher kach, lo. Nowadays you don't. The Chavonos and the Harg reason, because they're not davening to Hashem. That Bikoros, Nami ain't Chavonos l'shemayim. The heretic also isn't doing this for Hashem. El avoidus gilulim, for an idol. Hagrom biru pasach, the Gro paskins, the be'elu hashnaim. These two, im shama kol habrachim piv, ona achar of Amen. You would still answer Amen according to the Gro to these brachas. There is a discussion he brings in the Dirsha from Rav Moshe about if a person is not orthodox. It depends if a person is just not from, or they're almost like anti-religious. If for whatever reason a person is anti-religious, they know better and they decide not to believe in Hashem, so then they're not really making a bracha to Hashem. But if a person who's becoming religious and they're not yet 100% there, so still you would answer Amen according to that bracha. If a person like that would make a bracha. Yud Aleph Vishino, change it up. Davka Kishishina Ba'oifin Delo Yotze Habrach Machmazeh. It has to be a major mess up that you wouldn't be Yotze, even be the Evid. Harehu Kimavorich Brachel Vatalav Osla Anas Amen Achorav. So then it's really using Hashem's name in vain. He said the bracha for no reason. Okay, no good. Don't answer Amen. Yud Beis Shama Kol Habrach. You heard the whole thing. She'ein Derech Ha'oyve Gilulim Chavim Lavodes Gilulim Kishemazkir Hashem. When they're saying Hashem's name, they're not thinking about the Buddha or something. They're thinking about something else. V'nir Dehu Hadin V'misha Shama Me'echad She'heimir Dait Lavodes Gilulim. So to be someone who was Shmad himself. Mikom Lokum Das Hataz De'en Lo Avchiv La'anos La'akum Rak Rishus. We've been saying over and over again, you look in the Mechaber, he says, Chayiv, Chayiv, Chayim L'Anos, Chayiv L'Anos, you have to. Here the Taz says, you don't have to, but you could. Again, Sif Gimel, V'ho'od ein onin amin acher ha-tinok. The fact that we don't answer amin when the tinok is making a bracha, that applies, says the Mechaber, Davke v'shash sheloimin ha-bracha is lifnei rabo. When the Rebbe in Cheder is teaching him how to make the brachas, so there's no object in front of him, he's just telling, here is the bracha on grape juice. And the kid says, Borei pri ha-gofen. Shemotu l'lame l'tinokos ha-brachos k'tiknon af al-pi shehem evorchin levatolo. In other words, they're just teaching them as an abstract concept what is the bracha, but they're really saying the Shem Hashem. But at the time when the kid's really making a bracha, for real, so in that case, you really do see Amen to the child's bracha. And so too, if you'd have a katan who'd be laning the haftorah, you would answer Amen to his brachas as well. Explains the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yud Gimel Shaloimid Roitz Loimar De Ein Shaych Loimar Amen LaAmis LeKayim Es Divrei Hamavorich Achrei De Ein Shame Bracha Allah. There's no bracha that you're really saying Amen to. It's a theoretical bracha. It's teaching, but there again, he's not really. There's no object in front of the kid. Yud Dali LeVatola Roitz Loimar Shaloimid Harav Yimochim Habrachos Shelo Bizmonim. He's just teaching them these are the brachas. If you would make it, if you'd have an apple, this is the bracha you would make on it. And they're really saying it. You can really use Hashem's name for this. Even the Rebbe is allowed to say Hashem's name for real. To teach the kids the correct brachos. Shahari al korchach anutzrichim lamed imohim kedei lachanchem belimud HaTorah, v'kiyum ha-mitzvos, where we have to teach them how to be from, kemo chmod echsiv, l'madhem oisam es b'nechem, v'davgim ha-tinuk motor l'hazkir es Hashem. with the child, it's allowed to mention the name. Aval gadol b'shah shelomir habrachos b'gemara oimer below haskaras Hashem. So if you have a kid who won't know, and you say, repeat after me. You say, Baruch Atah Hashem. So these are panting, literally, Baruch Atah Hashem. But when you have an adult, you can explain to them. They're more advanced, they're more intelligent. You can explain to them, Baruch Atah Ad Hashem, and they'll really use Hashem's name. So then you don't have to do that. That's spoken on the Dir Shu. Virak kishloimit hapsukim hanizkaram betalmud rashoy laamram kemoshehein kesuvim im haskaras Hashem. When you're saying psukim, as they're brought down in the Gemara, then you're allowed to use them with the Shem Hashem. There's an interesting dirshis on this. In 16, it says, "V'tam adover bir b'shut igros Moshe shema shemechanchim kotem levarich b'haskaras Hashem shlo bezmanu imichasha sheim yisragel b'loshen habracha b'li haskaras Hashem." The kid grows up his whole life and never uses Hashem's real name. Yitochin shugam sheitzorich levarich lo yaskaras Hashem. So he's going to be a creature of habit, and he's not going to say Hashem's name. You know, sometimes you find this, unfortunately, like an unexperienced Baal Kori or something like that. So they practiced. I don't know why they do this, but they practiced using the Shem Hashem. They should practice using Hashem's names. And they get up to Delane and Shul and they say, Vaidaber Hashem El Moshe Lemor. It's wrong. You practice correctly using the Shem Hashem. So too, by the brachas, you should teach the kid. You teach the kid to use the Hashem's name. Okay. In 17, it says, Be'inyan Haskoras Hashemus Bizman Halimud Begemor of Zohar. Sadaz, the stipler of Kanyetsky, Shiroi Lomer Hashem. Velo lahazkir hashemos. You shouldn't say a name. Vechol shekein belimu beloimed rak chatzi pasuk. So too, certainly matters if you're only saying part of a pasuk. Okay, back to Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Tezvav. Liftor to the kid is really making the bracha for real. Kigon shemavarech habrachos bizmanom derech chinuch. You know, the kid has the cookie in front of him. He's making real mazonos. You say amen. Divinei chinuch ein. This is part of their chinuch. Mash meda al bracha shemavarech al achila chai gavna kodem shegil chinuch. In the case when they're making brachas before they really reach the age of chinuch, ein la'anois amen alav. One should not answer amen. Prima gadim mechidushav shel al brachos. And last, Yud Zayin. This was going on the line in the Mechaber where he talks about that the minors are reciting Haftorah, right? They make the brachas before and afterwards. So one, in fact, would recite that. This is very common in Sephardic communities where Ketanim will, in fact, lay in the Haftorah. Not so common in Ashkenazic circles. Okay, we'll stop here.